With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Some U.S. universities with weekend graduation ceremonies are taking steps to contain the any disruption amid tension over the Israel-Hamas war could cause.
Colleges are hiring extra security. They're screening attendees at venues, and they're warning that they won't allow protesters to disrupt the ceremonies. At the same time, they're pledging to honor free speech rights by designating protest zones. Northeastern University in Boston is holding commencement exercises on Sunday. Nearly 100 protesters were arrested there a few days ago. A university spokesperson says they acknowledge passionate viewpoints, but the focus this weekend, she said, should be on the graduates. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at SRNnews.com, week two of the Trump criminal trial will be wrapping up. Prosecutors have used detailed testimony about meetings, email exchanges, business transactions, and bank accounts to build on the foundation of their case. The former president says he's frustrated by the judge's gag order.
The gag order is not to testify. The gag order stops me from talking about people and responding when they say things about me. We have people saying things about me, and I'm not allowed to respond. So this judge is taking away my constitutional right.
Mr. Trump accused of falsifying internal business records to hide the true nature of those payments has pleaded not guilty. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs has signed the repeal of a Civil War-era ban on nearly all abortions. The repeal won't take effect until 90 days after the current legislative session ends in Arizona, which typically is June or July once the budget is approved. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 479 points. This is SRN News. Nobody's having kids anymore.
Well, not quite nobody, but fertility rates are alarmingly low in many modern industrialized nations, and experts are becoming concerned. Population decline will eventually be a problem, but in the short run, these countries, including the U.S., would experience a rapidly aging population and shrinking tax base. Why aren't young people having children? Analysts say it costs too much, women don't want to interrupt their careers, and family isn't as important to the next generation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah public schools rushing to prepare students and teachers as that state starts cracking down on any school found to be allowing males to use female restrooms and locker rooms. The law took effect in January. The ban also applies to all government buildings. Schools and government agencies now face fines of up to $10,000 per day for each violation. This is SRN News. A new round of gang attacks in Haiti.
Gangs in Haiti laid siege to several neighborhoods in Port-au-Prince, burning homes and exchanging gunfire with police for hours as hundreds fled the violence early Thursday, one of the biggest attacks since Haiti's new prime minister was announced. The violence erupted in neighborhoods located southwest of the main international airport, which has remained closed for nearly 2 months. As new leaders take charge in the country amid squabbling, Haitians are demanding that they prioritize their safety, as gangs remain more powerful and better armed than Haiti's national police. I'm Norman Hall.
A bus has plunged into a rocky ravine in northern Pakistan after its driver lost control, killing 20 people and injuring 30 others. That bus was traveling along the Karakoram Highway to Hunza, a popular tourist destination. The mountainous highway connects Pakistan with China. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.